Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of True Blood, Season 2, Episode 5. Woo, boy, was that a doozy of an episode I just watched. Great episode after, several, weeks of teasing us. Alan Ball and company finally delivered with some big-time answers and a lot of really interesting backstory to some of our beloved characters. So let's start out with one of my favorite plots, which was the revelation of the exact relationship between Godric and Eric, because obviously it's been obvious that Eric is much more interested in Godric than just as, as a colleague, and it sort of comes out tonight that Godric was Eric's maker, and that they have a long, long history together of at least probably 1,000 years, if not more. And we get to see Godric in person. And surprisingly enough, Godric is a young boy. He's been trapped in that form apparently for a while, or forever. Beautiful young boy, and he picks Eric to be his companion because he admires his tenacity on the field of battle. So it was really interesting to see Eric sort of confess that to Bill, because one, it's an interesting part of his backstory, and two, it shows us a lot about his character, because you could see how vulnerable he looked when he talked about who Godric was in relationship to him, and you could definitely see how he felt about Godric. So I'm really looking forward to, hopefully, I hope nothing's happened to Godric, because I would love to see more of this character in the present and moving forward in this show. Second thing we found out tonight was that Marianne's powers extend from just being able to put people into an ecstatic frenzy. She seems to be able to manipulate people's moods in general and affect their emotions. And tonight we see her manipulating Tara into inviting them to move into Sookie's house. We see Marianne essentially cast a spell over Merlot's, where everybody feels aggressive towards Tara and sort of provokes her into this feeling, she feels real attacked. Therefore, sort of setting Marianne up as the only person who cares about Tara and who wants to take care of her. And it was really hilarious to see Tara come home and Marianne had dressed herself differently. It literally looked like she had gone into Sookie's grandmother's closet and stolen one of her dresses to look more down-homey. And she had a little apron on and was reading some, very fruity, like, romance book or something like that. So now I'm more intrigued by this Marianne story. I'm not quite sure what Eggs's role in all of this is, if he's just another one of her innocent victims, or, she's collecting him to pair with Tara for some nefarious purpose, or, is he in the know? I just don't know. We learned a little bit more about Barry the Bellhop. He obviously is a telepath, and he has never met another telepath outside of Sookie, and it's interesting to see that Sookie, for all her sort of fumbling and bumbling and coming to terms with her own telepathic abilities, is still way more advanced than Barry was. So she sort of chased him around this whole episode, trying to get him to open up, but in the end she just drives him away because Sookie is not very subtle, which is not a good sign moving forward, since Sookie's big plan is to infiltrate the Fellowship of the Sun Church in Dallas to see what's happening there. So we'll see. Speaking of the Fellowship of the Sun, the other interesting development this episode, finally Jason's plot got interesting. We knew he was sort of making eyes at Sarah Newlin, and she was clearly maybe thinking about him. But it wasn't clear what the Newlins, together as a couple, what their approach was to Jason. And tonight we started to see fissures in that relationship, which were really interesting. We saw Sarah feeling put out by the Reverend, feeling like she's not in on the main plan. This is sort of a twofold thing that this accomplishes, that one, it sets her up to pleasure Jason in the bathtub, which was a plot we sort of saw coming. But what's more interesting to me is, because we learned in an earlier episode that she was originally a vampire sympathizer, and tonight we heard her saying that whatever the Reverend is planning with his military henchmen, she thought they were going too far. Which makes me think that in the end, because I would like to like Jason, and I think we'd like him to come back to Bon Temps and, sort of be with the good guys, as it were, I think that she may turn against the Fellowship of the Sun, ultimately, and be sort of Jason's ticket out of there. So maybe the two of them will run away. So now, just a ton of interesting stuff, but I'm running out of time, so let me just say A-plus episode. I'm definitely going to probably watch it at least once or twice more to try and catch all the little bits, and I cannot wait for next week's episode, so I hope you all enjoyed the show as much as I did this week, and I'll see you tomorrow for my Nurse Jackie recap. Oh, one last thing I forgot to mention before I close this up. We saw a mysterious woman outside the door, and if I'm not mistaken, it might be Bill's maker, so that could be some more excitement next week if that's who I think it is. In any case, I think that's just one more thing that's got my blood up, so forgot to mention that.